There's been a big downward shift in California's housing market this year. Inventory is skyrocketing, home prices are dropping, and this could be the sign of the long-awaited California housing market crash that many of you have been waiting for. With the number of listings across the state of California skyrocketing by 50% over the last year. Meanwhile, the number of home sales across the state has plummeted by 40% from its pandemic peak. This supply-demand imbalance is now officially causing home values to drop across the state of California. In the month of March, values in California dropped by 0.44%, the second biggest drop of any state in America. You can see the only state with a bigger decline in March was Colorado, and that California's drop was actually even bigger than Florida's. What I'm gonna do for you in this video is break down this data even more city by city so you can understand the areas in California that are declining the most. And the one thing we really gotta pay attention to, everyone, is inventory and how much inventory is growing in all of these California markets. You can see in San Diego, supply is up 67% year over year. In Los Angeles, supply is up 52%. In Oxnard, Thousand Oaks, supply is up 62%. In Bakersfield, inventory is up 55%. And in San Jose, Santa Clara County, inventory is up 68%. And I want to actually take a moment and talk about San Jose and Silicon Valley, because this is the market in California where values actually went down the most last month. They declined 0.73%, according to data from Zillow, which was the biggest decline of any metro area in California. And the reason they're declining in San Jose is because the inventory has just skyrocketed. The housing supply in a year went up by 70% almost to its second highest level going back in a decade. I'm going to get into more California cities in a second, but I want to talk about that inventory spike and why it's happening. Why is California's housing market getting inundated with supply right now? Because this is a narrative that you're not going to really hear on the ground much from local realtors, from local real estate investors in California. A lot of those people are still trying to tell you that the market is going up and is going to go up more in the future. But when you look at the data, you can tell that that's not actually happening. And the fundamental reason why inventory is exploding in California right now and why prices are starting to drop is because of a historic lack of affordability, which has led to a collapse in demand. Put simply, we're at one of the lowest demand levels in California's housing market that we've ever seen in California's history. These figures are actually quite shocking. And if you're a home buyer, a seller, or an investor in California, you have to understand this, is that the home sales for the month of March plummeted down to 22,700 in March 2025. You can see that these home sale figures are the lowest in the last 13 years. So prior to the pandemic, California was doing around 30,000 home sales in March. Now they're only doing 23,000 home sales in March. So the sales are down 25% from normal. They're also down 40% from that pandemic peak in March 2021, when California as a state did 38,000 sales. This sales data comes from Redfin, and we're viewing it here in the staging environment for Reventure app. We're eventually going to release this home sales data for you all in the next couple of weeks, but it's this decline is really, really shocking. And the reason that there's that decline in sales is because there's no affordability in the California housing market. The median household in California earns $99,000 a year. To buy a house with a mortgage, you would need to pay a mortgage and tax payment of $60,000 a year or $5,000 a month. So that means that the typical household in California would need to spend 61% of their gross income on home ownership costs. And that's just a level that Californians can't afford. You could see it's actually the highest level we've seen on record in terms of lack of affordability. The only other time it was even close was the 2006 bubble before the big crash in California in 2008, 2009. And I wanna just remind all of you of that California's housing market crashed only 15 years ago, and it crashed by 41%. Home prices in California dropped 41% from 2007 to 2012. And in some markets, home prices dropped over 60%. And so there's a narrative floating around in California that home prices never drop, that they will always go up. That is patently false. That is not true. California is actually one of the most volatile housing markets in America. It's right up there with Florida in terms of its historical housing market volatility. And to get a sense of this, everyone, I want to show you some historical home price data for different metros in California, because you're not going to believe how much prices dropped in some of these markets in the last downturn. Let's start with Riverside, San Bernardino. In Riverside, San Bernardino, in the last bubble, prices peaked at $390,000 in March 07, and then they went down to $185,000 by March 2012. So there was more than a 50% decline in Riverside and San Bernardino. If you go down to San Diego, where the typical value today is 950 grand, well, you could see back at the peak of the last bubble, the value was 550,000 and it crashed down to 340,000. And then we've accelerated into another bubble in San Diego. Even in Los Angeles, everyone, prices peaked at 600 grand in March 07 and then crashed all the way down to 370,000 in March 2012. And so the reason I'm showing you all of this, everyone, is to give you some historical context for the fact that home prices can get cheaper in California and that we're starting to see them get cheaper in 2025. Now, to be clear, that doesn't mean prices in California are going to crash 40% again in this downturn. However, I think it's just really important to have that historical context to know that yes, it is possible for prices to drop in California. And if we continue to see that inventory pile on the market like we have been over the last year, it's going to unlock further price declines. However, the issue I see for California's housing market and California kind of as a society and economy is that it's just such an expensive place to live. I mean, it's absolutely wild how expensive California is. The typical cost of buying a house is $780,000 across the state. If you want to buy a house in the Bay Area, you're going to be paying $1.5 million minimum. If you want to buy in San Diego or LA, you're going to be paying $1 million minimum to get even a halfway decent house. And people just don't have the money to afford those costs. And so even if prices in California correct by, say, 15% over the next 2 years or 3 years, that's only going to do, let's just say, a little bit to bring affordability back into this market. And so I'm not predicting a quick rebound in California home sales. We're going to need to see multiple years of price declines and more inventory before buyers get compelled to come back into the market. The other thing I want to talk about, everyone, is California's economy, because the economy and the housing market are inextricably linked. And what we're seeing in California's economy right now is a big slowdown. The number of job openings has collapsed. The number of layoffs has gone way up. This state is massively exposed to industries like media and tech, which are both in a recession right now. And that recession is showing up in the statistics on California's job market. And to see what I'm talking about, we're going to look at some data here from Indeed, the job postings website. They show an index of how many job postings there are in different states. And you can see we are looking at California right now. And this job postings index, it peaked, it has plummeted over the last 2 years. You can see it's an index of 87 in late April. What that means is that job postings in California today are 13% below their pre-pandemic level from February 2020. So you can see the job postings index initially dropped during the pandemic and then exploded in 2021 and 2022 when the index was at 151, meaning 52% more job postings in 2022 than before the pandemic. However, since then, it's just been an incremental march downward, and now we have 13% fewer job postings on Indeed in California compared to pre-pandemic levels. And that's a big problem, because if you don't have jobs in your local economy, how are you going to, you know, propel the housing market? You know, if people feel like they can't get a job or get a raise or get a promotion, then it's going to be very difficult for people to feel like they have the confidence to take on a big mortgage where they're paying 40 or 50% of their income to the mortgage payment. I mean, I think that's one of the principal issues in California's housing market right now that not a lot of people are talking about, is the very weak economy in California. And one thing that's really interesting to me is how weak the Bay Area's economy is. Like, if we look at this job postings index for San Francisco, you could see the index in San Francisco, which includes the entire metro, including Oakland and Berkeley, is down to 64, meaning job postings in San Francisco, Oakland, and Berkeley are down 36% compared to their pre-pandemic level. Meanwhile, if we change the date, we change the metro here to San Jose, Sunnyvale, Santa Clara, it's much the same. The job postings index is at a 70, which is a 30% drop from pre-pandemic levels. And so there's some people thinking like the AI boom is causing legitimate growth in California's economy. It's not. The AI boom, if anything, is taking jobs away still from California's tech industry. And that's a big problem for home prices because in San Jose, everyone, the typical value of a house is $1.7 million. That's just for the standard house. That's not even a nice house. The home values have tripled in San Jose over the last 13 years. And you just have to say to yourself, how sustainable is this increase? We're seeing the values now drop, as I said earlier, in San Jose, as well as the surrounding areas. Values went down everywhere in Northern California in March 2025. They're likely to drop again in April 2025, as well as May, if we continue to see the inventory go up. You could see in Sacramento, values were down 0.27%. In San Francisco, they were down 0.27%. In Stockton, they were down 0.35%. And then in Southern California, the values also dropped in March 2025. So this is a statewide housing downturn that's starting to hit. And what's actually wild, everyone, is we even saw values start to edge down in Orange County. Orange County, this was the one part of California that was really still booming in terms of home price appreciation. Over the last year, prices in Orange County are up 7.8%. Typical value of a house is now 1.2 million in Orange County. But you can see month over month, the growth has really slowed. In LA County, month over month, the values were down 0.77%. So LA County is feeling this a bit more. And you can see if we zoom in on Los Angeles, the values are actually cratering in a lot of parts of central LA, down towards Culver City, as well as near Hollywood, and then down to Inglewood as well. That value's dropped 1.7% last month, which if you annualize that, that would be over 10, 20% in a year if that were to continue. Look at these declines in prices that happened last month in some of these areas in Los Angeles. Whereas if you head down towards Orange County, Anaheim, you could see the declines weren't as big. And then in Irvine, the prices were still going up. So this is still a regional situation, everyone. I want you all to understand that. California's housing market, first of all, is not officially crashing yet. It's slowing significantly and it's starting to correct, but it's not crashing yet. And in some markets, prices are still going up on a month-over-month basis. Look at San Diego, it's much the same. You can see we got some pretty heavy month-over-month declines heading towards downtown San Diego into the east of downtown San Diego. The further north you go in San Diego County, the stronger the price growth is, or if it's flat, maybe it's slightly up. If we go out to Riverside and San Bernardino, you could see it's kind of an even distribution of declines across most of it. Interestingly, up in Big Bear, which is a big tourist destination, values were down 1% month over month. That's a pretty big decline. Again, if we're looking at month over month, so when you see these values, if you want to think about what they could be in a year, times it by 12. So minus 1% in a month could become minus 12% in a year if these declines were to continue. If we head out to Sacramento, the values in downtown Sacramento went down by a lot. Interestingly, you head out east, there's certain parts of the Sacramento suburbs that are still holding on strong. Values in Tahoe are going down a little bit. And if we zoom in on San Francisco, we can actually see some resiliency showing up in downtown San Francisco. We actually see some value increases month over month in downtown San Francisco when they're going down everywhere else. Meanwhile, in Oakland is getting hammered, down 1% month over month. Alameda County is getting hit pretty hard. And so now what I'm going to do, everyone, is reveal to you all my forecast for where home prices are going in California over the next year. And this forecast comes from data on ReVenture app, which is the program that I've been showing you all in this video. It's a program that you should actually go and use after this video is over. I'm going to tell you how to access some of this data for yourself so you could see how home prices are trending in your city and zip code in California. But in terms of my forecast for California home prices over the next year, that's based on the ReVenture app price forecast score. And in California right now, our score is a 44 out of 100, which indicates downward price pressure over the next year. You can see that this score was a 68 at its pandemic peak, then it went down to a 45, then it went up to a 53 in March 2024. So, we at Reventure App actually saw the fact that in the last year, prices in California went up, but then we are now anticipating further declines in the future. If you look at the month-over-month score here, this score continues to shift down. And the lower that this score goes below 50, the more that we're going to forecast declining prices in California. Right now, a score of 44 out of 100 corresponds to about 0.3 to minus 1% home price growth, if you look at this score conversion chart. So our official forecast in California is actually minus 0.8% over the next 12 months through March 2026. However, this is a forecast that I could see us revising down in future months. You could see it is plummeting, this forecast score, and it's based off the increase in inventory. It's based off the days on market. And the way we come up with this score, which is a forward-looking indicator of where prices are heading, is by looking at the inventory trends, the days on market, the price cut rate, the recent appreciation in the trends in mortgage rates. This score has been found to be very predictive of future price growth. In fact, from 2023 to 2024, our score at Reventure predicted prices with a 74% correlation coefficient among the largest metro areas in America. So you as a home buyer investor really need to check out that score, not just for the state of California, but for your city and zip code, because this score goes all the way down to the zip code level, and it's revealing some massive differences in how certain parts of California's housing market are forecast to grow over the next year. You can access the score by going to www.reventure.app and just typing in your city in California. And then hitting home price forecast under popular data, you can see we're looking at the home price forecast score for downtown Los Angeles right now. We have heavy downward pressure here. We think prices in downtown LA could go down as much as minus 8%, minus 9% over the next year. Whereas we're seeing more resilience if you go out towards like Pasadena and Monrovia, we're seeing actually stable to upward prices. So you're going to want to understand how your market ranks in terms of this score and where prices are heading over the next year. And to do that, you got to sign up for a premium plan. So the premium plan is $39 a month. It's a great value. You can track this data for, 3 to 6 months if you're a home buyer looking for the right time and the right place to buy. Or you could sign up for our annual plan and get a 15% discount, and that's going to unlock these scores for most zip codes and metro areas in California. You guys are going to want to arm yourself with the data about where home prices are heading in your market, because California's housing market, it's flipping and flipping hard right now, which is ultimately good news for you as a buyer. But you're just going to want to understand how much prices could drop in your area. So go to www.reventure.app right now and sign up for a premium account so you can access that home price forecast score along with 40 other premium housing market data points that are going to help you better understand the market as a buyer or investor. Just once again, everyone, the monthly pass is $39 a month. You get 40 premium housing market data points, our forecast score for all the different areas across the U.S. You can also access 5 downloadable market reports per month. These market reports typically cost $20 per report. It's a $100 value. You get that with your $39 a month. So that already pays for the subscription 2 or 3 times over. You can also download data into Excel. And then if you know you're going to be looking for a bit longer or want an even bigger discount, sign up for the annual pass. You'll save 15% on the monthly cost, and you'll actually be able to access 60 downloadable market reports per year for our home price forecast as well. This is a great value, everyone, especially compared to the cost of buying a house in California. This subscription is going to help save you money and get you a better deal on your home purchase over the next year. So head to www.reventure.app right now and sign up for this annual pass so you could track the home price forecast and monthly home value growth data in your zip code in California.